Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled The Believer and His Tradition, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. I praise you because you remember me in everything and maintain the traditions just as I passed them on to you. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. Akwogun became so sick that it was looking like he would die. This illness started after he came back from his journey to the village for the holidays. As the intercessor in the church prayed for him, someone saw a vision that revealed that the reason he was afflicted was that he exposed himself to certain elemental spirits when he innocently partook in some cultural practices for a festival in his village during the holidays. I have heard of believers who got themselves into big trouble because they exposed themselves to some pagan traditions of their culture of birth after becoming believers. When you become a believer in Christ Jesus, you become reconciled with God through faith in Christ Jesus. Because of this, you become a friend of God. But this means you also become an enemy of the world. And the prince of the world is the devil and his company. Traditions that were born out of pagan worship were designed to connect people with demons and keep them under the domain of principalities. If through a cultural practice, a believer who is now an enemy of the devil and his kingdom brings himself under their authority, he will be greatly attacked. Some believers are falling asleep before their time because of this. Before the coming of the gospel, every ethnic group on earth had a culture, and these cultures were shaped by their religion and gods. The only group of people who were relatively free from cultures and traditions inspired by demons was the people of Israel, because they worshipped the one true God and he was the one that gave them their culture. Being an apostle to the Gentiles, there were many things Apostle Paul had to teach and explain to the Gentile believers because they grew up in cultures that were antithetical to the divine life. In discipling people, it is expedient that you are diligent to identify unwholesome cultural practices and traditions that the enemy may seek to use to trap them. When you take away a bad tradition, it should be replaced with a good one. Go into today remembering that because you are of the kingdom that is higher and better than any other, you are not to submit yourself to any cultural practice that does not glorify God and uphold His righteousness. Pray like this. Ask the Lord to deliver you from falling into the trap of practicing demonically inspired tradition. Pray this in Jesus' name. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Psalm 134 to 136. This Bible plan reading is continuous. What this means is that if you begin with us today in listening to Stream Globe Devotional, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept the Lord Jesus today, let us pray this prayer together in faith. Say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Please forgive me. Accept me. Heavenly Father, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and I surrender to Jesus today as the owner, the ruler, and the master of my life. Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all the things I used to do that are contrary to the will of Jesus, my master. Thank you, Father, for accepting me. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have just prayed this prayer, I want to encourage you to visit our website, streamglobe.org. Click on the menu there that says, Are You Saved? that will lead you to a web page where you would find resources and materials to help you grow. If you are listening to this and you want to be healed, just lay your hand on that part of your body that is aching. For you who has severe chest pain, lay your hand on your chest and let us pray. And as the healing power of God comes upon you and you are healed, remember to send your testimony and return the glory to the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for your healing power that you have sent forth in the past and healed people through this medium. Lord, I ask that even today you send forth your healing power to heal many and cause that your name will be glorified through all of this. Now I speak to you in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, you are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every spirit of affliction is rebuked, is bound and cast out of your life in Jesus' mighty name. Begin to do the things you couldn't do in faith in the name of Jesus. And as you find that you are healed, remember to testify and give the Lord praise for what he has done. Our Bible reading for today comes up next. Psalm 134 to 136.
Psalm 134, a song of ascents.
Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who is the maker of heaven and earth.
Psalm 135.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord. You who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of people and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into your midst, Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance to his people, Israel. Your name, Lord, endures forever. Your renown, Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and relent concerning his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths, but cannot speak, eyes, but cannot see. They have ears, but cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. House of Israel, praise the Lord. House of Aaron, praise the Lord. House of Levi, praise the Lord. You who fear him, praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.
Psalm 136.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders.
His love endures forever.
Who by his understanding made the heavens.
His love endures forever.
Who spread out the earth upon the waters.
His love endures forever.
Who made the great lights.
His love endures forever.
The sun to govern the day.
His love endures forever.
The moon and stars to govern the night.
His love endures forever.
To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt.
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel out from among them.
His love endures forever.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arm.
His love endures forever.
To him who divided the Red Sea asunder.
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel through the midst of it.
His love endures forever.
But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea.
His love endures forever.
To him who led his people through the wilderness.
His love endures forever.
To him who struck down great kings.
His love endures forever.
And killed mighty kings.
His love endures forever.
Sihon, king of the Amorites.
His love endures forever.
And Og, king of Bashan.
His love endures forever.
And gave their land as an inheritance.
His love endures forever.
An inheritance to his servant Israel.
His love endures forever.
He remembered us in our low estate.
His love endures forever.
And freed us from our enemies.
His love endures forever.
He gives food to every creature.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of heaven.
His love endures forever.
Please beware of scammers. No one in Stream Globe will ever call you or send you a WhatsApp message asking for any code or personal information or for money. If you've been blessed by this devotional, you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been enlightened by God's word, we would love to hear your testimony. Send your testimony to us via WhatsApp on +234 803 442 0524. If you wish to send your prayer request, you can send your prayer request to that same number via WhatsApp. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524. Or +234 90555 65838.